Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Of what's going to happen with this draft. 3 weeks ago, I told you guys, the only thing I know about this draft is Jacksonville's taking Trevor Lawrence. Outside of that, I know nothing. I think the Jets are going to go Zach Wilson.
That's what the media seems to think up there in New York. They seem to be really enamored with him, which is great. I still think Justin Fields is a better talent, but we can talk to Dane Brugger because you know what he just did?
A mock draft?
No, in addition to a mock, it's like The Beast. I love the name for it. It's called The Beast. It's basically the most comprehensive breakdown of basically everybody in this draft.
Well, let's get him on the line. He's on the waitfor.com hotline. One of our favorite guys to talk to, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Tell us about The Beast, first of all, because it sounds like the Beast is a lot of work.
it certainly was. It's a year-round project. You know, I treat it like I'm the 33rd team, and, you know, I'm scouting these guys. I'm getting information from these guys. All the background information's in there, all the analysis. And so if you're interested in the NFL draft at all, I promise you will not be disappointed with the level of detail that's in this guide. It's 415 reports, and really what's most important this year is all the verified pro day information, because we don't have a combine. So having those official measurements and all that, there's NFL verified pro day information for over 600 players in the guide, and all you need to do is have an athletic subscription, and it's included. So I think it's a really great value.
We've talked so much about Justin Fields here because of the connection to being a hometown boy in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Do you think that if we didn't go quarterback at four, and that includes Trey Lance, will it be just as good quarterbacks next year, or are these guys transformative players that you can't pass up?
Yeah, and that's part of what NFL teams do. They forecast to the next draft class just to see, okay, well, what is it looking like? And there's always going to be surprises. We weren't talking about Zach Wilson as being a top five pick at this point last year, but just forecasting towards the future, it does not look like a necessarily strong class of quarterbacks, at least compared to this year. This is going to be a very rare class. We've never seen five quarterbacks go in the top 10, and there's a good chance that happens. We've never seen four quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a pretty good chance that could happen. And it really starts with number three. We feel very confident that Trevor Lawrence is going one. We feel pretty confident that Zach Wilson's going two to the Jets. And then what do the 49ers do? That's going to dictate a lot. That's going to set off the dominoes, for the rest of the top 10 and where these quarterbacks land. The fact that Kyle Shanahan went to Mac Jones Pro Day, but he's going to Columbus next week, and then the week after that, he's going to North Dakota State to see Trey Lance. So the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, they're going to check out those three quarterbacks and just to see which one is their guy. Only Kyle Shanahan truly knows who, and maybe he doesn't know yet. Maybe he's still trying to figure it out. So it's a fascinating part of the process, and really that's going to unlock a lot of how the next few picks are going to happen.
Well, the next pick after that is us. And, yeah. You know, the rumor, or at least the thought process is, Dane, that you do not go quarterback at four. If you have the fourth overall pick with an aging quarterback, that's what most people feel like we should do. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I think you could make a case either way. I mean, this is the Falcons are, even though they have the fourth pick in the draft, you don't think that they're that far away from competing. And, you know, with Matt Ryan in the fold, you think the next 2 years, you have a chance to get better, whether that's a Kyle Pitts or you have a chance to trade back and get a bundle of picks, get that ransom of picks that can really set you up for today and the future. So I certainly understand that side of it. But the other side is you don't pass on, above-average quarterbacks. I mean, look at Sam Darnold. He had put together three below-average seasons in the NFL But he's so talented that the Jets were still able to get a second rounder, a fourth rounder, and a sixth rounder for him, even after three below average seasons in the NFL. So that would tell me, hey, do not pass on above average quarterback prospects if you have a chance to draft him. Now, maybe the Falcons, they look at, let's just say Mac Jones goes number three, which a lot of people think that's going to happen. Maybe the Falcons don't view Trey Lance or Justin Fields as that transformative quarterback, that above-average quarterback. Not every team does. So I think it really comes down to their evaluations. If they think that one of those two quarterbacks, Trey Lance or Justin Fields, is an above-average guy that you just can't pass on, well, then that makes your decision for you. But we just, you know, every team's going to look at these quarterbacks differently.
And again, it's strange here as Dane Brugler joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, because if you're looking at Atlanta from the outside, you'd say, well, Matt's, you know, the cap hit, he's not going anywhere. You know, he's, he can surround him with good weapons. He can still do things. We have, like, I guess, Ryan fatigue. Nothing against Matt. It's just because we missed our window at 16. So a lot of fans, it's hard to convince Dane that we can go and do it. But you got a coach who might be able to revitalize his career. What about Kyle Pitts? Is Kyle Pitts that guy that, you know, 10 years from now, you say, wow, how could you pass on Kyle Pitts? And is Jerry Jones going to be infatuated with Kyle Pitts, which could help us?
Oh, yeah. I don't see the Cowboys trading up, but if somehow he were to fall to 10, he's a Cowboy. Done deal. I would be surprised if the Cowboys moved up. But Kyle Pitts is one of those guys that you just – it's hard to pass. You know, there's so much going for him. And I know people say, well, when's the last time a top 10 tight end actually panned out and lived up to that status? My rebuttal to that would be, well, when's the last time we've seen a tight end – near the caliber of prospect that Kyle Pitts is. I mean, he's rare. He's a unicorn. We have not seen a guy that's 6'6", 245 pounds, who runs a 4.40, and, you know, just the raw measurables look great, but then you throw on the tape, and it's even better. I mean, it's not like he's just burning safeties and linebackers. Watch the Kentucky tape, and, you know, he's Kelvin Joseph, who has a chance to be a first-rounder in a few weeks, is a 4.3 athlete, and Kyle Pitts is running right past him. So he has the athleticism. He has the elite ball skills. He could be a true difference maker for your team. So in my opinion, he is the best non-quarterback, the most impactful non-quarterback in this draft. And it would be awfully tough to pass on a talent like that. But when the quarterbacks are involved, things get really interesting. And, you know, could this be a case of, you know, the GM thinking one way, the head coach thinking another way. And, you know, we've got first-year GM, first-year head coach. This is going to be, you know, they have to put their heads together and make sure they're on the same page. It's something that'll be really interesting. And maybe the trade action will help determine the direction they go. Maybe they get a deal that, you know, Denver or New England, whoever it may be, they get that trade offer that they say, you know what, we just can't pass on this. Multiple first-rounders, another second-round, whatever it is, maybe that helps make the decision for him.
Dane Brugler, our guest, guys. One of our best draft analysts and one of the best in the business. I want to ask you about running backs, because it's something else I still think we need to address. You have Najee Harris as the top running back. Is he the top prospect for you above Travis Etienne and Javonte Williams?
For me, he is. You know, I think that he's an easy player to like because he does everything. Yeah, you want him to run routes, catch passes, he can do that. You want him to pass protect, he can do that. And he's built like a tank at, you know, just when you look at him, you think he's just always all power, is just all physical at, you know, over 230 pounds. But he does a masterful job at toggling between that power and patience. So he's got that little bit of quickness where he can make a guy miss in the hole. You know, he can be able to win the perimeter and get down the field. So he can win in so many different ways. And that's why he's got a decent shot of going in the first round. You look at the Steelers at 24, that makes a lot of sense, as they kind of, their window's closing right now. They have a chance to go for it with a talent like Najee Harris. But if, you know, you look at the Falcons sitting there in the early second round, they have to feel good about one of those top three running backs getting there. Maybe all three are there. Right. But if not, if a Najee Harris goes in the first, say Etienne goes early second to, say, the Jets, Javonte Williams, not a bad backup plan. Right. You know, a really impressive guy who was a linebacker most of his life. He didn't move to a running back until later in his high school career, goes to North Carolina, and he is a bruiser. He reminds me a lot of like a more compact version of like a Leonard Fournette. Wow. Because he's just, the way he can break tackles is so unique. leaves missed tackles all over the field, but he also has quickness to him. So there's a lot to like about him. High school valedictorian. The coaches rave about his character. That would make some sense for the Falcons in round two.
And again, maybe a tackle that swings into guard early and then goes back to tackle. I mean, if we don't get the running back at 35, that'd be the second round. Who do you got? Who's like your next level offensive lineman that aren't selected in the first?
Yeah, and this is a good class for offensive tackles and the interior offensive line. If you're going to list the positions that you think are the deepest and strongest in this draft, I think you have to start with quarterback just because it's rare that we see so many quarterbacks at the top, even though I think there's a pretty sizable drop-off. And then after quarterbacks, it's a debate. Is it wide receiver? Is it corner? It might be offensive tackle. And it's a very deep offensive tackle group that stretches. It's not just top heavy in the first round. It's something that you feel good about finding offensive tackles that can come in and start round two. Even it'll stretch it into round three a little bit. So if the Falcons have their eye on, you know, a guy that can play both offensive tackle, offensive guard, you know, Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame, he's that savvy vet, the play awareness, the physical hands, I think that fits what they could be looking for. Dylan Radins from North Dakota State, 6'6", 300 pounds. I think he could play inside or outside. So this class of offensive linemen, both tackle and on the interior, has a lot of options that I don't think is going to force the Falcons to say, okay, we've got to get our guy here, because I think they'll feel good about, if they want to wait to the third round, they will still have options available to them.
You see why we like him. Dane Brugler, one of the best. Appreciate the time today, Dane. And again, check your stuff out, guys, at The Athletic.
Download the beast.
We will talk to you. I believe, either right before or right after the draft is done, man, so we can get some more insight into how this thing plays out. Appreciate the time today.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.